I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
I clicked on it, but my Skype is being weird. We're in the middle of a little bit of a windstorm.
Uh-oh.
It kind of reminds me of the crazy Seattle windstorms, but this one is just straight up wind. Today I pulled up to the house after visiting at Vintage Park this morning, and my neighbor's cushions for their outdoor swing were in the alley. I'm like, whoops, everything's blowing everywhere.
Classy.
Yeah, classy move, outdoor swing.
What a bunch of... Trailer trash swingers there.
Mm-hmm, they're just adventuring. Mm-hmm.
Well, what else are they gonna do but fly around?
Well, they could just sit right there. That's what they could do. That's something else they could do.
Hey, they tried that. It's just, done with that.
It's just something they could think about.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they thought about it. I would expect. What else are they gonna think about?
Not much else, apparently. God, swingers.
Man, those fart faces, they better have some ideas.
So what's up with you today? How is the weather in Indiana?
The weather is mild.
Is it mild?
I hear that it's supposed to wind here tomorrow.
I bet you get some from Kansas City and Chicago.
Yeah, the windy cities just blowing right through here. But,
gross.
Yeah, the weather's nice. Can't complain about the weather.
It's like 70 here today. February 18th, and it's 70.
Well, I was just reading that, I guess last year was like the warmest year. This is the warmest January. It was like the warmest everything lately. Like, you remember how, 10 years ago, it was still just like, no way. That's not even... Like, even if, though, I mean, but it's never gonna, but it's not, though. And now, it's pretty much just here. It's behind us. We're like, oh, I don't even remember passing it. I must have been asleep. That's my fun.
I don't know what I've been doing for the past year.
I'm not really certain where I've been. My eyes just opened, and here I am. Oh, was I in a car crash?
Oh, I've been not.
Have I been in some sort of accident? Where's my wife?
Where's my wife? Jason.
Oh, there she is. And then he just runs into a fence post. Margaret, why?
That's not my wife. Nice.
Yeah. She's very striking.
Yeah. She is kind of abusive.
Ronda Rousey's looks are very striking. Oh.
Hey.
Said like some asshole 2 years ago when she first got on the scene. It's an old joke, or like, I feel like that joke must have been around.
Oh, it's been around.
Oh.
Oh, and how.
And how.
How. That's awesome. Well, I mean, it's always nice to meet later in the week and to see what you've been up to. See if you've drummed up any new ideas or things or jobs or added more pizza places to your resume.
I'm talking to people about jobs.
Right.
And working at pizzas.
Working at pizzas.
I'm working on a new song right now.
Are you? Really?
I'm gonna call it that. Yeah, a new little songster.
It's a baby one right now.
A new pop single.
Obviously. You gotta compete with Taylor Swift and you know that.
Oh, well then that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. We know.
That is the arena of choice. Woo! As everybody knows, yes. But working on that, it's going soup to nuts.
Is that what the song's called?
No.
Oh.
Could be, though. I don't really know what that phrase means. I feel like I could look it up, but then these days, with new information, every phrase that our vernacular has changed, and our knowledge of the sciences has also changed, and so a lot of those phrases are... not making any sense, or they're not very valid anymore, but I don't remember what I was talking about.
You're working on a song.
Oh, I know that much.
Okay.
Just forget what got me off track. Anyway, it's not done yet.
Aha! Okay, is this a ballad?
It's a ballad.
Is it?
You can call it that. I don't know. What does a ballad mean anymore? So, yes, it's a ballad now. It's a gay ballad.
That means it's very good and happy.
Yeah, it'll make you smile. It'll put a tap in your step. Mm-hmm. A leap in your frog.
Oh, it's a good game. Mm. It's a good game. You ever do that? Where you, like, leap over somebody in a not gay way?
I think that game was banned from playgrounds. It was too homoerotic, as the teachers
it's
saw
not
it.
They were, well.
It was making the teachers uncomfortable and aroused,
yeah,
and
you,
so they had to end it.
Yeah, if you don't make
well,
it,
I bet
if
they
you don't
have
make
banned
it,
if you,
yes.
If you think about it, though, like I don't know, part of the fun is when you don't make it all the way and, like, you get, like, someone's, like, ass slams into someone else's face and it was like, ha-ha, you just get butt face or things like that. But now, if that happens...
If you go backwards, then, yeah.
Sure. Well, how do you play it? I'm not sure what game we're talking about.
It's leapfrog.
Leapfrog, correct?
It's where you leap over someone's back.
And you're nude, and you reverse into somebody, and you make an attempt to jump, but actually you're leaping further into them. Am I incorrect
Did
about
we,
this? I might be.
Yeah,
I might be confused.
We went to
That's
a different school.
I apologize.
I thought we went to the same school,
we were talking different schools of thought. Clearly,
Whoa.
We were talking about different things. No, I'm certain if they've banned Battle Ball. Then leapfrog's got to be gone. Like,
Bye.
It makes people without legs
yeah,
feel
like
guilty for being gay.
Oh. Well, it did get a little more complicated when people in wheelchairs tried to play leapfrog.
Yeah, that becomes Frogger. Different. You could have, like, you know, leapfrog meets Frogger,
yeah,
where you have a bunch of people leapfrogging.
You gotta go play in the stream.
No, they're leapfrogging across, like, just a bunch of wheelchair people who are trying to just run into them, whatever the...
That could be fun, too.
Literally roll over them.
All
right, yeah.
You really can make it fun.
Yeah, we can.
It's all in your approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to get a running start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to.
It helps, and time it just right so that you miss the wheelchair person. And I feel like I fixed it. I fixed another thing. Write that down on the list of shit that we fixed.
We have fixed a lot. So what prompted you to write a new
fixed
song?
It.
What's your muse? What is it that was like, JC needs to write song?
JC hadn't written a song for a while. Probably a combination of that. Mm-hmm. Kanye West purporting to have written songs. Mm-hmm. And when I went to check to verify this datum, I was sorely disappointed. Playing leapfrog in my throat. And I had, I don't know, I had a riff that, a central riff that I liked that I wanted to, build around. So, and most of a song, actually, I went back, I don't know, I think I was just going
to
start writing.
You don't have to add much
anymore. I don't know, I was putting together, things around this riff, and then I went back and I remembered I had written about it already, and then I found that, and so I added to it, and now I've got a thing. And, oh yeah, it was Soup to Nuts that I think got me off track
earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what made, that was the thing I was trying to remember, because I was like, what is Soup to Nuts from? And I was like, I don't know.
Is that a saying?
I think it is. Oh. Well, it's like, I guess you would keep your soup at one end of the pantry and your nuts at the other,
okay.
Maybe.
Oh.
Or maybe nut soup was...
Oh, yeah, like when they...
Was really popular.
Like buffalo nuts or something.
Yeah. Or, you know, walnuts.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sure. I'm certain that that's what it is. And once again, I've distracted myself.
That never happens here.
No, not once.
Ooh, this is the first for everything.
No, I think we're talking about that song still or something like that.
Yeah.
There, so we're done talking about.
Okay.
It'll. I have to write lyrics and record vocals for it too,
oh!
And that's going to take a while because I have
so
to
are
actually
you all
like
the
go.
The parts and pieces of the song, like do you do? Because didn't you
yeah.
do them several times where you do all.
Of
them?
Well, you can program stuff. Like I just program bass and drums. And perform guitar and vocals.
Whoa.
And I have to go to mom and dad's house to record vocals because otherwise.
Do you really?
Well, I don't know, otherwise people will think
screaming.
That I'm dying in here.
Yeah,
yeah. It's even wilder than the Sibcast.
You should leave like a note on your Christian neighbor's door and be like, if you hear anything, I'm okay. But then you actually get broken into and someone is killing you and they don't know if you're singing or getting murdered. It's very tense in the future for you.
Oh, well, maybe I'll make such a, you know, abominable sound that even my attacker will be like, dude, you okay?
Dude,
it's
so primal.
Snap out of it. That's my defense mechanism. It's just to, you know, get the, empathize with
Get your attacker to, what's wrong? Yeah. Are you okay?
That's a little psychological judo there.
Yeah. That is what that is.
The trick is to do that before you are murdered, I guess. So it's
we can all practice. Okay, yeah. Here's the deal. So the other day,
it's not Krav Maga, it's Cry Maga.
So the other day for class, I guess there's a portion where every child has to every kid in the class has to sing or do some sort of a sing portion.
Okay.
No, they don't have to sing like a song. It's part of, I think it might be Studio 110, where it's just a part of they're doing a movie project or something, and then they have to insert something where they're singing. And I was like, well, you could rap, you know, because
he's so black.
Because he's like that. Anyway, and then I go, oh, or you could just do like Uncle Jason does. You could just be like, hey, if they call that music and singing, you could do that. And so we tried to replicate what you do, and we just can't. We're not so cool.
It takes practice.
Yeah.
It's just a vocal technique.
Stop. Now you're being technical. I was trying to make fun of you.
Technical. Whipping out my technicals.
It sounds like a technipple.
No, it's like clearing your throat, but longer and harder and angrier.
I'm sorry, we're having... I bet when something goes wrong, they're technipple difficulties. Technipple? Nipple?
Hey, really reaching for the tech nipples there.
Tech nipples? Technicals.
Right. Well, while you do that.
That's hard.
I mean, so if anybody wants to learn how to scream at people.
Okay.
Like a scary monster.
Scary. Jason just practiced on kids in Seattle.
It's like that. It's like what you hear me do most of the time during these episodes because I always have plagum. Always just brimming with. So
if you do that, give us a note here, just a live note.
You do. Excuse me.
Oh, God.
I'm in the middle of my lesson.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Is that you? Crap. I don't remember what I was saying. I know that I was working. You do that. And then you have to, you use your, I believe it's pronounced the Diaprahon. Diaprahon. Diopion. Dusap.
Dagapaga.
Dickapaga.
Dickbag. Your dickbag.
The diaphragm.
Yeah.
The diagram. You have to use that thing. Mm-hmm. And that's basically, you just got to make that thing into a big, meaty sandwich of muscle.
Honest question.
What?
Does everybody have one of those?
What could it possibly be? Most people, as a matter of fact, it is possible to be born with an underdeveloped diaphragm, I know from firsthand experience. So, not
Were
mine,
you?
But...
Oh, I was like, wait a minute. How do you do it?
It's a second hand. From second diaphragm experience.
Mm-hmm.
Not first diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
Look at diaphragm A and diaphragm B.
Yeah, so for school, when we
diaphragm
were studying,
BM.
Like the Wild West, we had to bring in a diaphragm.
Yeah, you had to build a diaphragm out of a shoebox and put little army men in it, but dress them up as cowboys.
And then put it inside your body and teach it to sing.
Yeah, sing from your cardboard shoebox is what I'm saying.
Everyone has to surgically have it inserted back into their body.
Or you could do a ship in a bottle, you know? You just have to be patient and have a really generous gag reflex.
Oh, my.
Yeah, a diaphragm in a kid.
Ooh.
Kidneys. Liver. your diaphragm, you exercise that, and that's the biggest part of it. I think that's what most people, because you have to condition your throat, as it's pronounced a little bit, but if I don't sing for a while... It goes away. It's like the calluses on your fingers. That's temporary.
Oh.
But the musculature in your diaphragm, that kind of stays with you. I think like we mentioned earlier, the face muscles and the diaphragm muscles, I think those are muscles that don't atrophy or don't very quickly atrophy. So when you build those up, that's kind of just sitting there. So once you get that, you're pretty good to go. And yeah, you just push from that through clearing your throat.
What on earth?
And that's how you do it.
Oh, just like that?
Pretty much. And then from there, there's
highs and lows.
Okay,
but what is it you do to train your diaphragm? You didn't even touch on that.
You do it?
Yeah. Oh.
It's just actually, it really is just reps. You learn how to control it. It's basically where your abs are. Like, if you push where your abs are, it's like your abs and behind your abs.
Like that.
I'm no muscle scientist.
Is that good?
Yeah, like
is
what you do. Start? Yeah, when you're trying to herniate yourself.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm trying to vomit.
Yeah, when you're trying to vomit and shit and blow out an O-ring.
And call it music.
I found out that you have like 50 sphincters in your body.
No, you don't.
Yeah, like a mouth sphincter. There's a sphincter around your mouth and one around like each eye.
Wow.
And a bunch. Probably
so
just
when you give good BJs, you gotta have a good mouth sphincter.
Yeah, check out this sphincter.
Wah!
Yeah. So sphincter control is
like,
definitely
hey,
a part of it.
Hey, stop talking to me from your mouth sphincter. I don't like
well,
it.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I like
shut your face sphincters.
Yeah.
Shut all of them.
Shut all your face sphincters.
Sphincter face. I mean, you will actually have to, you know, modulate all sphincters during any of these processes because you're putting a lot of pressure. You're treating yourself like basically a bagpipe.
Oh.
Like you really are, your vocal cords become like they are like a reed, and in this case, you're putting even more pressure on them because it takes, I don't know, once you learn the breath control, takes a little bit more pressure to do. It's called vocal fry with that. That's a vocal fry.
Like the little one.
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe a good thing to clear yourself of before you practice. Make sure you don't have diarrhea.
Sure. Or once again, make sure that you just, you know,
you don't
spent
want to
most
test
of your life
those sphincters
spent
out.
Most of your life keggling, and then you don't have to worry. Like if you just basically got a camel, a feces camel back there that can just go for as long as you need, no problems. Then don't worry about it. But that's
until that day.
To each their own. Yeah, until you've trained all of your sphincti to perfection and like a precision sphincter machine, just effortlessly.
Okay.
Effortlessly moving the humors. Yeah. Until you've reached that level of mastery, that Zen mind state, then I would just, you know, probably, yeah, evacuate yourself. Hydrate always is another tip. Just there's no secret to vocals. There's nothing, no spray that you can buy. No, like you can like vitamins, making sure that you got proper nutrients.
You just have to want have.
Hydration, yes, and practice, and mostly the wanting it, because Bob Dylan can't sing for shit, and he's like a famous songwriter, because
yeah.
It's like he just wanted to be, so like, and he just did it so much because that's all he wanted to do. So ultimately, it's not so much what you want to do, it's what you can't not do.
Well, that's very clear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But that's why most people are sitting around like, how do I write a book? I want to write a book. I don't want to write a book. I want to have written a book and be like liked for it. How do I do that?
How do I like Kim Kardashian the shit out of my life and get money for doing not so much?
Oh, you don't want to be Kim Kardashian now?
No, because she took it places.
She's a big wad of wrinkled up trash now,
she
too.
She took it in sphincters you're not supposed to.
Yeah, she relaxed the wrong sphincters at the wrong times.
No. Oh, well, it says here that there are over 50 sphincters in the human body.
That's the number that I said.
Over 50, so.
Yeah, well, like I said like 50, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I didn't say, like, the number is 50. Everybody, don't look it up. That is the number.
Renee.
If you go in there adding any sphincters, don't be putting rubber bands around your wrists and thinking that counts because it doesn't
count. Well, today, Renee was telling me there was someone... And one of her college
because
classes.
You have a camera around your neck and it has an aperture. That's not a sphincter.
That's not
it's
the
a
same.
Mechanical. It's different, I think.
Well,
so no.
There was a kid in their class. She's like, he's so crazy nerdy that like he doesn't have common sense. The teacher was like, well, we've been in class, you know, for over 40 days. And he goes, 43. And she goes, okay, so around 43. And he goes, no, it's exactly 43. And I guess some like girl next to him was like, we heard you.
Well, Did the teacher literally say over 43? Because he didn't correct her then. She was already correct.
Like, she literally goes, yeah, around 43. He goes, no, 43.
Well, no, I mean, at that point, he's already established he's a D-bag. What I'm saying is the first lap where she said over 40 days.
Yeah.
And he said 43, and it's like, well, no, yeah, she said over, exactly. She said 43 in so, not so many words. Like,
yeah,
so
yeah. Being a super douche, like, we get, like, it was funny because Renee's like, well, there's this really awesome, like, black girl that sits next to me, and she's like, we heard you.
You know
like,
what?
Get it, girl.
I just thought of a new thing instead of the dunce hat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dunce hat, like, but you're not, I'm sure that that's, I thought about that with the tweet that I said that, I gotta make a note before I forget that. Okay,
yeah,
note made. I can't not make a note. Is what, hat.
Have has in?
There's too many words that, okay.
Okay.
To compete in the modern workplace, you have to wear many hats, but your options are now limited to baseball, cowboy, or bigot. In reference to the fact that you can't wear a sombrero, you can't wear a headdress, an Indian headdress. I'm pretty sure you can't wear, like, whatever those
cheating
surrender monkeys are wearing. Exactly that. I don't know. Probably not. You can wear it on your schnoz, and by schnoz, I mean your bottom schnoz, without being disrespectful. But if you wear it on your head, they take offense to that. So among that, I was thinking a dunce cap is definitely not allowed anymore. Like, that was the first thing to go. But how about this? A good luck with hat. It's just, yes! It's like a special hat that's maybe colored specifically, or I don't know. Yes. Maybe it's just, it's got a mirror built into the top of it.
Oh, please.
So that you can always like self-reflect if you need to take the hat off and just look at yourself, or everybody else can like look at you, or look at themselves. I don't know. Like, I still have to construct the hat.
No, we're still working on it. Chill out.
It's a hat that you would give to that kid where you're like, yeah, you know what? You're probably gonna find success in your mid 20s or your early 30s or something, because you'll finally just you'll get that PhD and you'll just buy love, and that'll be your life. Good luck with hat. Here's your good luck with hat.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Like, we're gonna need to like draw. We need some renderings. This needs to happen now. I need to have that.
I need half hat.
Yeah, we need half hat.
Half hat.
We need like little.
Oh, and then the half-assed hat.
Yeah. Good one.
The good luck with hat and the half-assed hat for all the losers. You know, because we can't say dunce anymore, but we got to say like Poindexter and douchebag. These are the new, you know, just differentiate. Because dunce, I don't know, could have just been.
Dunce is like retarded. Like, we just don't.
Dunce do it. We dunce do it.
We dunced it.
We should.
You know what?
So, yeah.
Just dunce.
Yeah. I'm just dense.
Yeah, they are, actually.
Yeah, they are. It makes sense.
I actually want to go back to one point that we made about sphincters.
Oh, okay.
Just because
good.
I wanted to say the word.
Well, it's good. You always want to cover all the sphincters.
Yeah, exactly.
The manholes.
The orbicularis oculi muscle.
Oh, yeah. The things around the eyeballs.
Yes!
Is that what that is?
Good job, Jace.
Well, that's the ones that I'm... The only ones out of the over 50... Over 50 that I specifically mentioned.
Yeah.
Was the mouth and eyeball sphincter as sphincties.
Sphinxies.
Sphinx. The Sphinx.
Oh,
how many sphincters does a Sphinx have?
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
Oh, it's got to have like a billion, all those catacombs and tombs.
Oh, see, it says at the anus, there are two sphincters which control the exit of feces from the body.
Oh, man.
The internal and sphincter and external anal sphincter.
Known as a double clutch sphincter.
Totally. The inner sphincter is involuntary and the outer is voluntary.
Wait. So what's the inner one doing? Just like...
It's like... That's the one that lets out farts.
That's the and sharts. Yeah. That's the one... That's the decider. It decides between fart and shart. That's the involuntary part. Man, what a cruel twist of fart. I don't feel like that's intelligent design.
That's
the opposite. That's
so far,
just...
So.
I don't know.
I don't think...
Douchebag design. Deutsch. Your volume's gotten very quiet. I can't tell if
it's
I'm missing
not,
anything.
I'm not saying anything. Well, I mean,
you're like, it got turned way down, like, so I can't tell what you're saying and what happens
anything.
When that happens. You're doing something.
I'm literally not. Okay, I'm eating Cheerios, I haven't moved.
I think that the Skype connection is clenching at least one of its two
sphincters.
Yeah. And I would suppose it's the involuntary one because this was not planned.
No, it wasn't.
I'm not doing this. Are you doing this? Is this a?
I don't volunteer Skype to do that for me.
The Ouija sphincter. It's a much less popular game.
Yeah.
Kids used to play.
Close it up.
There's much more cleanup. You couldn't play it as much in secret. You know, there's too much spillage. Mom and Dad would definitely find out when you're messing with the Ouija sphinx. Old Ouija sphinx. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Moving on.
Yeah, that one really
What else
real.
We got?
Well, okay. Yeah. So here's the thing that's pretty crazy that kind of had me, you know, a little bit perplexed. I get it. I get the conundrum. So they were talking about how, like a federal judge or whatever was trying to order Apple to help break into killers, you know, the terrorist phones.
Oh, yeah.
And Apple says, you know, if we start with one, then, you know, letting the government hack into the privacy,
well,
you know, it's so heavily encrypted. And they're like, we can't let them do that. And it's like, well, for the sake of terror, you know what I mean?
No,
like
good for Apple for saying something.
I know,
like,
it's so hard because it's like they want to strike fear into everyone's eyes, especially with terrorism. And then in doing so, do whatever the hell they want.
I don't. You know what? I think they want to do that, but I don't think this was the hand above and the hand below. And I think this is with the, that's why I say thanks to Apple for saying something, because this is the one below. Like, I don't think we were supposed to know that they wanted this stuff. Like, they've kind of, like I said, they've gotten better in a previous epidude. I think it might have been an epidode. I think these are epidones.
Yeah.
Epidunces. Yeah. Well, this is now an epidunce for sure.
Oh,
but
clearly.
In a previous one, I just pointed out that the government's getting better at looking ahead at public outcry. So they're trying to keep things like this secret. And I think they were basically just tapping Apple, giving Apple a tap.
Apple taps.
Just saying, hey, do this. Give us this. Give me this. Give this. And Apple said something. And instead of doing it, they just said something about it, which is great because who knows how much of this stuff they want to has all the power. They don't realize how terrible. It's like the same way, like, a murderer or a assassin, like, how thrilling must it be to just be in somebody's house about to just do whatever you want? Like,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Like, ah. Well, you think about it, like, it's, I don't know, that's what the vibe I get off the government. They're just doing super duper illegal stuff, and they just do not have a conscious anymore.
I
forget which one's conchi anymore.
Ah.
They put their
conchi
up on Craigslist or out in front of their house with a free sign on it. It's a futon conscious.
Don't be like that.
It converts and it's shitty at both. So yeah, I don't think that they even realize what they're doing is just some of the purest evil. They're just basically, they want to have access to all of our information for whatever whim. And they've already shown, like, they don't have our best interests at mind. So to give them that kind of power is just terrifying.
It is. And they've gotten away with plenty.
Sphincterating.
How many times are you going to say sphincter?
A lot more to come. Yeah. Wow, that's... All right, moving on.
On to...
I don't have anything written... Oh, wait, no, I have...
Yeah, I figured you did.
I had written down here, Prince probably has a building called a Perplex. But it's just like a big purple building that's made out of glass.
Purple.
He checks out the Perplex.
Did you see his passport photo?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's so funny because I guess, you know, obviously the regulations for passport photos, like, you can't smile anymore and you have to do this or whatever. And
does Prince smile?
No.
I don't think Prince ever smiles.
Exactly. But he is literally in his passport photo giving blue steel.
And oh, yeah. Well, that's his face. I mean,
I know, but he's giving so much face. You just have to look at it. It's the best. His hair and makeup, it's on fleek. Like,
well, like the passport person was probably like, well, I know you're not supposed to smile, but I also don't think you're supposed to do what that is.
And then he didn't change, like, his face. It's just like, just kept looking at her.
Like, I feel like he looks like he's 30, but I can tell he's got a lot of foundation on. And then it looks like his mustache has been just sort of drawn in by an artist.
It's like that all the time. The artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
That's the guy that did it.
it was drawn in by the artist. Mm-hmm. He had one of those good luck with hats on. He was using.
But look at his like eyeliner and hair. Oh, it's all so superb.
I don't know about that. It's a little much because.
Oh, I don't think it is.
I'm not huge on makeup, but I can tell he's got it caked on. It's like, look at all that makeup.
Yeah, tell him he's pretty without it.
Exactly, Prince. You can be. You could just be yourself now. We all know.
We get how cool you are, but you.
Well, actually, we don't. Wow. We don't really know, but you just be yourself, so we can know. We're tired of not knowing.
We just don't even know anymore.
Just go.
He's so cute, though. He's like pocket sized.
Yeah, he is a little munchkin.
No.
That's why he'll live over 100 for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's just so tiny.
He is so cool, though. Like, that is, like, the epitome of, like, when you tell your kids, like, look at that guy. And he's so famous.
Hey, kids, look at that guy. Get a look at him.
You would have thought that he would, you know what I mean? You thought he would have been dead by 12 out of ridicule. But no, not only did he become extremely famous, he didn't listen to nobody. And he sings like that.
I don't think he can hear anybody. I wouldn't give him too much credit. I just don't think it gets in. I feel like, you know, when he looks at people, he starts to think about guitar riffs and things that are shaped like penises. And I don't know. I just don't think... I think he's in his... as someone who for most of my life, am in my own brain space, that guy, I think, takes the cake.
That's like...
rubs
like
it on his face as
like
a foundation.
Like SNL, someone said that... Or was it SNL? It was something where they said when... when people boo at Trump, yeah, I think it was on Weekend Update.
Mm-hmm.
When people boo at Trump, that's not what he actually hears. And they cut to a clip of from like the 1940s or 50s of girls screaming, you know, like, ah, oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, what?
You know, that's like what he hears instead.
I don't think Trump is delusional. I think Trump has known what he's doing this whole time. He's just, he's a mega troll. I think he's more aware than... even Kim Kardashian, because I don't know. I think Kanye has scrambled her brains some. Like I was saying earlier, that guy has no control over his thoughts, but Trump does.
The other day, I was thinking about it, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, there should be a female who parodies Kanye West and calls herself Kanye Breast."
Like, yeah, that could work. You talk to Broad City about that. Those chicks could pull it off. Could pull off that joke.
They could rip that nip. Okay.
Yeah. They could pull off that boob cover and create a controversy.
Kanye Breast. Yeah, after all of his, like, talking about, you know, I need money and all that, now he's tweeting about, you know, how he needs to be humble and there's only one throne. And
well, he was definitely on some drugs. And, like, the fact that those tweets didn't immediately, or I don't know if they did come, how soon after, or if they're still up, for that matter. I haven't followed up. But they seem pretty drug-fueled. I mean, I think most... Like, who knows what that... Did you see his SNL performance and, like, his songs, quote-unquote, and, like...
Oh, I totally fast-forward. I don't
like,
give him...
It's not,
I don't give
it's
him
not
an audience.
Music. It's not choreography. It's not cool. It's not stylish. It's all just him on drugs thinking everything that he does is the coolest. Like, it's...
And, like,
it's gotten out of
set,
control.
Creating a set where it looks like what he sees.
Kind of, yeah. I think he's just...
Yeah.
He's just trying... Maybe he's trying to get us to all understand why his brain is so angry. Why the blood is so boiling. He's like, you see what I deal with all the time?
Yeah, this is me, man.
Like, he's literally denigrated into embracing his Kanye... Nobody loves Kanye like Kanye image.
That's funny, though. Did you see that part in the SNL where he said that? Where he literally says, like...
I mean, funny? Question mark? But then when you go... When you delve into it and you keep thinking about it, you're like, no, I don't think it is. I think this is bad. It's just...
I think I'm sad now.
I think my inside face is frowning. And it's facing my brain, and that makes my brain sad.
Oh, no. That's like Everett for Valentine's Day. He got Grumpy Cat Valentines, and they're so adorable and hilarious. And one of them says, turn that smile upside down.
Nice.
Because, you know, Valentines are kind of like, especially once you get older and you're a boy, you're kind of like, wah, wah. And the Grumpy Cat ones, Everett's over there giggling about how funny they are.
Yeah.
They are pretty good.
Thank the heavens for Grumpy Cat.
Thank Olive for him.
Yeah, he definitely takes away some of the sting of living.
Like following cats of Instagram on Instagram? Oh, yeah. Man. That just makes everything better instantly.
Thanks, cats.
Thanks, cats. Cats. Speaking of which, how are your boys?
One is fat and the other is fluffy.
Still? Mm-hmm. Still? Just, oh, my gosh. They're like always like that.
They're just in a holding pattern on the bed right now.
Are they still getting all, like, crazy at night and playing when you're trying to sleep?
I don't know. Sometimes they get the one that's basically made out of a bowling ball, and he'll just throw that thing around, like, as he pleases.
Are you still spinning them in laundry baskets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they like
that.
Gosh,
that's cute. That is cute.
Yeah.
You really got to get some video on that. Like, better.
Like, good.
Yeah, like, actually good.
Well, it's kind of hard to film and do that at the same time.
I know. Like, next time mom or dad stops by, she'll be like, hey, hold this camera.
Check this out.
Yeah.
The internet's about to get impacted. That's the thing. My right wrist hurts for some reason, I think, because I was started playing guitar again more.
Guitar, that's better.
Yeah, why? Your mind is always just hell-bent for, like, it's just on a constant skid.
Oh, I don't know how to
just leaving
that.
A constant skid mark toward the gutter.
It's like a constant gutter. It's all, I'm just right back.
Give it a break.
I should.
Mm.
Speaking of breaks.
Huh?
Do you want to shut down this one?
Oh. Oh, sure.
It's a good break.
Yeah, no, it's not, but we'll do that anyway.
I think the people have had enough.
I think they're done. I think most of them have walked. I think we're...
They checked out at minute 22.
Really, mostly addressing house cats and plants.
Precisely.
Well, there's a lot of pollen needs entertained.
Yeah.
I wonder
They have feelings, too.
Yeah, I wonder what frequency would most appeal to pollen.
I bet it's something to do with bees, yeah.